Hi, thank you. Yes, so I work for the CIPD, and as an organisation, we're responsible for the people management and development profession. So that's 160,000 members who are re responsible for recruiting and developing, the vast majority of the UK workforce. And I'm going to talk today about one of the key issues that, we've heard from our members as being critically important. Even before COVID, it was clear that the world of work in 2030 was going to look considerably different than today. Tasks, roles, and entire jobs were set to transform as technology rapidly changes work and drives up the demand for new and higher skills. And given the pace of change, there was a growing recognition amongst employers and educators that it's very difficult to predict with any certainty or level of detail the jobs of the future. Instead, we were starting to have a much broader debate about what the common core skills are that we'll increasingly need. And many of these skills are the truly human capabilities, such as empathy and collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, and resilience. These skills are absolutely fundamental to how people work effectively together in organizations, as well as how they engage with customers and other external stakeholders. The pandemic has only further underlined the critical importance of these skills, as the ability to be resilient, to learn and adapt in the face of such a challenge is vital for individuals and organizations alike. This slide sets out the projected emerging skills identified by employers in the Future of Jobs survey conducted by the World Economic Forum. And it's clear from this table, the vast majority of skills that will be increasingly important are, in essence, these core transferable skills. There's been many research reports into this area, and all of them say, sort of say things along the same lines. I mean, this is another report from Nestor and Pearson's, which took a longer lens view and used a very different methodology from the Future of Jobs survey, but it produced remarkably similar results. As you can see from the top 10 most in-demand skills and abilities they forecast for 2030, as set out by this slide. And given that the average lifespan of a tech skill is now estimated to be roughly 18 months, even organizations depending on deep technical skills will need to ensure that their employees are agile, resilient, and able to continuously adapt and learn. Yet, despite the growing importance of these skills, many employees and new labor market entrants struggle to demonstrate and develop them. Year after year, the employer skills survey figures consistently show that for those employers reporting recruitment difficulties, it is these core or transferable skills that applicants mainly lack. And these challenges are not just visible amongst new recruits and school leavers, but they extend into the workplace and affect employees at all ages and stages of their career. This chart highlights the top 10 skills employers say need developing amongst their current workforce. And again, it is these broader human capabilities that feature the most, making up 7 out of the top 10 skill gaps reported. And these skill gaps affect the bottom line, impacting an organization's ability to introduce new working practices and new products, processes, and services. And while the pandemic and tech change has accelerated the need to address this skills mismatch, we need to recognize this is far from a new problem. Indeed, the CBI spoke about the need to improve these skills all the way back in 1989. Yet so far, we've failed to make much headway in addressing this challenge. So what can educators, employers, and policymakers do to bridge this skill gap and support individuals build these skills so they're resilient through the recession and the reshaping of the economy? From an education perspective, this needs to be embedding the development of these skills across the education system. So this is not about standalone employability courses, but instead about the consistently providing opportunities to practice and build these skills throughout the curriculum. This means opportunities to present, to work in teams, and solve problems. But critically, they need to understand why they are doing so and the importance of the skills they are building. Yet we also know that many of these skills are built and maintained through real experience of the world of work. So it's critical that young people are supported to have as many and as varied opportunities to engage with employers while still in education, facilitated by strong local partnerships between employers, educators, and civil society organizations. It's providing these types of opportunities in the current context is a challenge. However, we have already begun to see some great examples about institutions and employers working together to provide access to remote and virtual work experience and internships. However, action at the level of schools, colleges, and universities alone is not sufficient. Most of the 2040 workforce are already in employment, and we need to support our workforce develop these skills throughout their careers. So to do this, we also need to ensure that we're encouraging and supporting employers to adopt workforce practices that enable individuals to build these skills throughout their career. And I think it's really important to recognise these aren't innate, inbuilt skills or just built through experience. They can be learned. For instance, it has been demonstrated that coaching and mentoring interventions can be particularly effective here, as well as experiential learning opportunities, observation and feedback, with VR and AR, you know, showing great promise in the development of these skills. Alongside this, there's important to consider how jobs are designed and tasks allocated within roles within organisations to allow staff greater responsibility to an autonomy to problem solve, work on complex tasks, and that supportive line management is in place to enable all of this. And finally, a major barrier to tackling this challenge is that these skills can be difficult to understand because lots of employers and educators use different language to describe them, which creates a confusing landscape for young people and employees to navigate. So if you are to make real headway here, all of this needs to be underpinned by a common and agreed language to describe these skills and a common framework to define, measure and assess them. In recognition of this challenge, over the past 2 years, the CIPD have been collaborating with leaders across the education and skills sector as part of the Essential Skills Task Force with a shared ambition to create a common language and a framework for the skills that would span education to employment, enabling people to develop these skills throughout their lifetime. The aim of the works was to refine and test the existing Skills Builder framework, which is already being used extensively in schools. The revised version has now been launched and contains 8 skills covering communication, creative problem solving, self-management and interpersonal skills, each with 15 skill steps from basic to skills mastery. And this is already being used by leading employers such as Boots in their recruitment and early careers activity. And we are continuing to engage with employers, government and educators and training providers to champion these essential skills and to equip individuals with the tools they need to develop them throughout their working lives. Thank you.